remember, Samson is coming from a different world. So you have to pay attention of what I'm going to speak about. And my English is not like American English. So this is a Kenyan English. We are going to start with showing the PowerPoint of the work which I'm doing in Kenya. And we are going to see them through the wall. So as you know that I have the orphans in Kenya. That is me and Betty. Most of you have seen Betty when she was here last 2 years ago. And that is the Mama Wilfredo Children's Home. That Mama Wilfredo Children's Home, it was named after my mother, after she was killed. So when I started the orphanage, I say I have to name it after her. And these are the children I'm looking after in Kisumu, Kenya. And that when they go to the school uniform, you can see one of them is having a torn shirt. And that was BBS this year in July. That of the girls, those will be joining high school next year. And that still BBS. And that the new church we built for the children and the community. So that's where we meet every Sunday. And that's me with the children at the dining hall door. They're so happy. And this boy was so happy to get a school uniform, because getting a school uniform is not easy also. He smiled. That is, we are extending the study hall. It was small. Those are the girls now singing in the church. They love God with all their heart. And that is the study hall, which was extended this year. That boy was hurt. Something cut off his head, and I took him to the doctor. And that's the way the girls carry things in Kenya, on their head. They can run, and that thing cannot fall down. So that's how it was before we extended the study hall. It was very crowded. That's Betty with the one of the orphan, showing the new pot which they bought for us. That girl, please hold it out there for a minute. That girl is losing her sight. So please put her in your prayer. And if at all the Lord touches you, every 2 weeks, we take her to the hospital, and it is costing about $30 every time we take her to the doctor. So we don't want her to lose her sight. She's the brightest girl in school. Her name is Evelyn. Evelyn, please put her in your prayer list and pray for her. Okay. Those are one of the team who came to Kenya this year. And there were 12 people from North Carolina to come be with the children. He was checking on the meter. The electricity went off. So we did not know what was wrong. So he's kind of electrician. So he was checking on the meter if something is wrong at the meter. And we found that it was from the main line. Mm-hmm. That's when they are going to school in the morning. See a group of children. That's when that is written there, kitchen expansion done by New Covenant Fellowship Church from North Carolina. They help us to do that. And that one, it was done. So it is big nowadays. These are the children, those who are going to join high school. At my preaching time, please let it remain there. So keep them in your prayer. 5 of them has been adopted in North Carolina, and 4 of them are still pending there. They don't know. I don't know how I'm going to meet their school fees. To send a child to school is $600 a year. $50 a month, but we have to pay just like every 4 months we pay 200 200, 200. So keep them in your prayer. If the Lord speak to anybody that I would like to adopt a child or a boy or a girl, please let me know. Yes, take care of a child. And that is the son we used to worship when we did not know the Lord. But one day, a missionary came from America and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, and my mother became saved. So every time I was going to school and telling people what the Lord has done in our life, say, from the Lord, from the Lord. They got mad of my mother, and they came and killed my mother just in front of us. So I got afraid and ran away from home. I went to a certain city to look for a better future. But there, a Catholic priest came across my life and took me to the orphanage and sent me to school. I wanted to be a Catholic priest also, but it did not happen to be. I don't know whether it was bad luck or good luck. So, but I thank God that today I'm a father of many children. Since we started being with the children, we have helped over 600 children in that home. And some of them are policemen, teachers, and do different work. So I thank God for you all. Keep us in your prayers always, that the Lord will help these children which you are seeing in front of you. What I want you to put is only about those children, the ninth one. Those will be joining high school this next year. So let it remain there and keep on praying for them as I preach. Keep on praying for them and see what the Lord will say to you. If it is you who will adopt one child to send to school, please help me to help these poor children, those who are left with no hope in their life. And the Lord is now putting hope in their life because somebody cares. And when you cares, God will come and cares for you also. That is the work of the living God. I have seen many, many times, every time we are trying to do some things for these children, God also coming to help us in our home and do many things in our lives. Hallelujah. So why don't we read? I don't want to keep you here for the whole night. The time is there on the wall, and I want to go with American time, not African time. In Kenya, we can preach up to 11 o'clock at night, and nobody get tired. They say, keep on preaching, keep on preaching. And that's why I was talking with a youth pastor, Brother Brian, and Sister Daniel, to come to Kenya next year and preach for us all, if they don't mind, because Jesus said, go and preach the gospel to the poor. So come and plant a seed of the gospel in our lives in Kenya, and that seed will remain there. You see, a missionary came and preached for my mother, and they killed my mother, thinking that the word of God was done away with. But after many, many, many years, it was still there. It grew up through me and through my brother, through my sister, and all our children. So it's when it said, now it's time to go preach. So nothing can kill the word of God. The word of God will remain there forever. Yeah. Maybe some of you, your children are not going to church or they're going to do some other things, but keep on praying for them. Just trust God. God will bring them back. That is, the seed of God cannot go astray. It will come back to your home. Maybe some of your relatives need to be saved. Keep on praying for them. Don't give up. Giving up is not of God, but the devil makes us to give up. Oh, I've really prayed for my brothers, and he's not even responding. That is the time God is saying, keep on praying, and God will bring them to his kingdom. Acts, the book of Acts, chapter number 10. I'm going to read it after verse 4. It speaks about Cornelius. There was a man called Cornelius. This man was in the Bible days. And even though he was in the Bible days, his name remained in your Bible and my Bible. So it says here, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian band, a devout man and one who fears God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he observed him, he was afraid and said, "What is it, Lord?" So he said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must to do." Hallelujah. So you see, in God knew the name of Cornelius first. And because Cornelius was a man who devoted himself to serve God and pray to God always and give alms to the people in the Bible days, and it came a memorial before God in heaven. Then God sent the angels, his angels, to come at the ninth hour of the day, which is, we can say today, 3 p.m., when they were praying. And the angel of the Lord stood by him and called him by his name, Cornelius. And when he looked up, the Bible said that he was very much afraid and said, "What is it, Lord?" And the angel said, "Cornelius, your prayers and your alms deed has become a memorial before God. Now send some people and call Peter or Simon Peter, who is lodging with another person called Simon, who is a tanner. They are staying by the sea." So God gave him the directions and the name of Peter and where he was staying. God knows each and every name in this church tonight. And if at all God will come and wanted to do something, he will just come to you. One day when I was still working in Nairobi, and I was working somewhere at night, God called me by my name, Samson. Samson. It was at night. I tried to cover my head with a blanket. And he said, "Samson." And when I opened my eyes, say, "Pray that I may give you another job." You see, when it reached in the morning hours, I told Betty, "God is speaking to me to pray that he wanted to give me another job." So we started to pray. And we went back to the former town where I was going to school. And the people there, they knew me. And I told them what the Lord told me, to pray that he was going to give me another job. So we went on a fasting for 3 days without eating and 3 nights. On the last day, as we has broke up our prayer, we went to pray. We were having a fellowship in the house somewhere. When I came back in the house, I found a letter was they dropped under the door. When I opened the door, the letter was there. And the letter say, Samson, come and start working with us on Monday. You see, God never do mistake. God always there when you look at him. And let me tell you another testimony. It was going to be a Christmas on Sunday. And all the neighbors bought a lot of things which they were going to eat on Christmas Day. We did not have anything in our life. We just ate cornmeal and vegetable. Then it was around 7 p.m. We started to sing in our house. We are singing, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. And two of our children were playing in front of the door, and there was a security light there. So they started to see some birds falling down. Then one of the boy came in and said, Dad, come and see, what kind of birds are these? So when I went outside, I found that they were quail. And I asked Betty, bring the basket. Betty brought a big basket. And I started to pick the quail and putting on the basket. Betty also was just at our door, not the neighbor's door, only our door. Imagine all these doors were having security lights, but the quails were just dropping at our door, So we picked a lot of quails until the basket was full and the quail ceased. Hallelujah. Amen. You see how God works? When you give yourself to pray and just to love God, not anything else. We did not care what the neighbor are having. We did not even get mad of them. We just love them, and we love their children. We tell their children to go with us to church. So the Lord saw the love which we are having in our life for the neighbors and for the children. So he brought the quail, and on that day, on that Christmas, we ate the angel's food. Amen. To God be the glory. God is a good God. He will provide. He never fail. And there was a time also we did not have food with all these children. You saw them on the wall there. Then I say, everybody, let us pray. Just kneel down with me. Let us pray. So we knelt down and started to pray. It was around 5 p.m. We started to pray, and we say, Amen. Then a little boy, 8 years old, came and said, Papa Samson, I want to pray for you that God will give you money and buy food and we may eat. And I knelt down before the little boy. He laid his little fingers on my head and said, Dear God, I pray that you may give Samson money to buy for us food that we may eat. Amen. The telephone rang. Did you hear that? The telephone rang from supermarket. Come and collect food. So nothing can escape prayer. Amen. When you pray, God will come. Amen. And for that reason, Cornelius learned how to pray. That there is power in prayer. And nothing can escape prayer. When you keep on praying for your family, don't give up. You are praying for your friend. Don't give up. Somebody pray me in. Somebody pray you in. And you. And that's why you are here tonight. God came and saved your life. So prayer is very important. So we saw that number one thing, Cornelius was a devout man. He devoted himself to serve God. He loved God with all of his family and pray always. I was so glad to hear Brother Damuel is a preacher. And I invited him to come and preach to Kenya next year. Please be praying for him to come and preach for us. We need people like him. We need people like you all, those who are saying, I am going in the dying world. I am going to take the message of Jesus across the ocean. Don't fear about 22 hours flight. When I will be going back home, I will be having 2 nights on the air, just flying 2 nights and 1 day. I'll live here in New York on the 29th, get in Kisumu on 1st. That is 2 nights, isn't it? Just on the air going. Sometimes it is bumpy airs. You think that you are going to drop in the ocean. Sometimes it goes smooth. And that is the life of a Christian also. The life is just sometimes you on the mountain, sometimes you roll down, sometimes you go straight. So I thank God for saving my life, and I thank God for meeting with you all tonight, that to tell you that Jesus is alive. Amen. And because he loves you and me, and even though he was only one person on earth, God was still going to send his son. That is the love of God. Even though there is only one man, only one lady, one sister, one young child, God was still going to send his son to come and die for you or for me. And I thank God that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for us and paid it all at Calvary. We thank God for sending his son. And for that reason, Paul also say in 2 Corinthians 5:17, can you read that for me, Pastor Daniel? 2 Corinthians 5:17. What does he say? Let people hear in English. English, American English. Yeah. You cannot speak Swahili. Therefore, yeah.
2 Corinthians 5:17.
Yeah.
Is that one verse?
Yeah.
17.
Yeah. That is what Paul say in the Bible days. Therefore, if any man, if any girl, any boy be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away and all things become new. So I'm so happy to know that. That God say that if anybody is willing to be in Christ Jesus, all things will just go, then all things become new again. In your life, in my life, in everybody's life, that is the nature of God. God is good all the time. He never changes. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did in Bible days is still doing even today. That's why when we did not have food, he provided. When there was nothing to feed the children, he gave out. His nature is to give, is to give. Therefore, I don't fear being with those children because I know that God will provide. Amen. He is a way maker. He is a chain breaker. And he is a promise keeper. He never breaks his promises. What he said yesterday, it was what he will do today. I love to speak about God. And I love to tell people that Jesus lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Amen. That is his nature. So we found that if anybody be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. And that's what Cornelius did. So the angel of the Lord came to him, not to his wife, not to his children, but to him alone and say, Cornelius, your prayers and your arms have become a memorial before God. Now send somebody to Joppa to do what, God? To go call on somebody called Peter. He's lodging with somebody called Simon. He's a tanner by the sea. He will come and tell you what to do. You see, we need somebody to come and tell us what to do. And the Bible says, how can they go unless they are sent? How can they hear unless somebody preach to them? And that is you and you and you and me. We must go to tell them, and they will hear, because they cannot get, the world are looking for peace, but they cannot get peace unless somebody tells them. The world are looking for solution, and they don't know how to get it. Let me tell you, my dear friends, the solutions is only in Jesus. Amen. When we run to him, he will give us the solution and will tell us what to do next. So please keep us in your prayers and see what God can do. When you pray, my brother there told me that he's been praying for me since now 2 years. I thank you for your prayers. Made me to come back again. Because you've been praying and praying and praying and praying. Last year I was sick of a kidney stone. I thought I was dying. I cried like a little child. The whole night I was just crying. Oh, yeah, yeah. I called the name of my mother. Oh, mama. When the pain was there. Oh, mama. You know, every time you face something hard, you call your mom's name. Oh, mom. Oh, mom. Then something said, why don't you call the name of God? You are calling the name of your mom. So the following morning I went to a hospital. I was number one. And they put me on a test. They look on my tummy and they say, oh, you have kidney stone. This is, we can only do two things. Put you on medicines or do surgery. I say, put me on medicine. So they gave me some pills. And they say, drink 3 liters of water every day. 3 liters. Ah, I say, 3 liters. So I took the medicine. I went back home. And I found that we have already made an arrangement of going to preach on another town. We were going to preach in a certain town. So the devil brings sickness in my stomach and put kidney. I say, I'm not going to wait here. I have to go. So I took the medicine today, went to sleep. On the following morning, I took the pills. Then I was on my dining table thinking how, can I go or I just stay? Can I go or just stay? But I left the medicine on the table, not intentionally, but I forgot. I went to the bedroom. I packed all my thing in the bag, plus my Bible. Then the time came that we were going. I forgot it still. I just went. And I drove 3 hours on the way, on the road. That city. When we got there, we found that people are waiting for us to preach, and we preached the gospel. Then in the evening hours, we went back to the hotel where we were going to stay. After getting there, I ate my food. Then I thought of my medicine, and I found that the medicine, I forgot all the medicine at home. So I called my wife, Betty. I said, oh, Betty, I forgot all the medicine, but I am having a lot of pains in my stomach. Keep them till I come back after 3 days. So you see, after 3 days, telling Betty to keep the medicine. On the following morning, we woke up and we say, let us go see the animals. It is a city where the people go and see the animals. I like seeing lion and giraffe, the two animals I like, giraffe and lion. So when we get to the gate, they told us you have to pay, and it was a lot of money for me to pay. I say, I'm not going in. We went back to the town to buy some water, 3 liters of water. When I go to that store, it is big like Walmart. It's called Nakumat. So I feel like going to bathroom number one. I say, okay. When I ask them for bathroom, where bathroom is, they say, you have to pay. So in Kenya, you pay everything. Then I say, oh, man, I don't have money to pay for bathroom. But the good thing is, the people, those who are working there, some of them were from our city. They knew me. And they were my friends. So I asked them, please let me go to bathroom. It is only number one bathroom. They say, Samson. They say, Pastor Samson, we know you. When we were in Kisumu, you were so good to us, and you are our friend. Take the key, but don't tell anybody that we gave you the key for the toilet. So I went to the bathroom. In the bathroom, as I was doing bathroom, the stone came out of my stomach. And again, and again, and I said, thank you, Jesus, for the surgery. You see how God works?
Amen.
God is a miraculous God. So with God, all things are possible, but not with man. So try God in all any way you may going through difficulties or whatsoever it may be. Just pray to God, and tell God, let your will be done. You see, I forgot my pills at home, going on a mission to do God's work. And there I did not even sleep well at night because it was so painful. But God was having a way to test my faith also. This morning, Brother Brian taught about all our tears are going to be wiped away. There will be no sorrow. There will be no what? That really touched my life. When we get to heaven, the song we sing here, when we get to heaven, there will be joy and joy and joy and joy. And that day, whether I did not know how to dance, I will dance in heaven. Because the angels are the people, those who are going to sing for us in a great choir. And we say, when we get to heaven, we are going to dance before our King Jesus. Because of all what he has done in our life, nobody would have done. God is a good God.
Amen.
And Brother Daniel also preached a great message this morning. Until somebody got saved. What a wonderful message. That God is still saving people. He's still in the business of saving his children. He has not left, say, oh, I'm tired now. God is never tired of people. We are the people, those who are getting tired of one another. But God never gets tired of our life. Are you getting something? So, the picture is not there. Please pray for these children. Don't get tired of praying. And when we pray, God does something. Maybe God will use somebody somewhere. But pray that God will do something in the life of these precious children. The children, those who are left without hope in their lives. And they also praying at home. Sometime when I call home, they said, have you got somebody to send me to school? They cry. I say, don't cry. Pray, pray. Pray, and God will do something in your life. Am I not done? No. I don't know.
Hey, brother, if you don't know, I don't know.
Okay. I just want to thank you all for listening to me and just saying that I want to hear is dialect. You know, I'm speaking to you in our dialect in Kenya, and you just give your ear to hear what I say. No, those were the 9 children. So be praying for them.
Amen.
Come and lead us with a word of prayer.
Thank you. I got one up here. That's good. Thank you. I got a charismatic. Amen, brother. And I tell you what, I've had, of course, Brother Samson and Betty, Dennis and Carol, his son, with Dennis is his son, one of his sons, and his wife. And, you know, the great thing we've had, a man and his wife from the Philippines stayed with us, a preacher from over in the Philippines. And the great thing about having somebody, you know, from another part of the country, you find out a couple things. One, is, you know, the Christian, of course, the person that draws us all together is Jesus Christ. You know, we're saved and we have Christ in our life, and it's the same God and the same Jesus Now, they don't always do everything the same way we do, you know, as far as worship goes. And it's okay. It's not a right or a wrong thing. They do things different, and that's neat to find out. And then you find out about cultural things, like Phil, his son Phil, lives up in Rochester. He got married, and he married a Kenyan girl. And when Dennis and Carol were here, you know, we found out one of the customs is like when and we got it great here for the guys, but like over here, you know, the bride's parents, they pay for the wedding. Well, when you get married over in Kenya, like if you want to marry a girl, you have to give the father some of the family cows. You got to give them cows, like a whole bunch of cows. Like Betty, how many cows do you give, brother?
12
cows. Now, I think Carol was saying, your daughter-in-law was saying, like her grandmother or something, like they gave like 100 and some cows. You got off light, either that or Betty kind of got cheaped out there, you know, didn't get as many cows. And so Phil said, he said, yeah, he married his wife from Kenya. And I said, yeah, did you have to give the cows? He said, not yet. And that's another reason I don't want to go back to Kenya right now. He said, I got to get the cows. So Dennis got in the car with me one time and over there at Kitty Sue's, Brother Smith, I don't know, this is several years back. I don't know who had the cows, but they had some cows in there in that field, but they got out. And so Dennis and I were going down, our private road right there where Danielle and Brian's house is now, coming out of the woods on the right. We're sitting in there, and here comes a bunch of cows out. I told Dennis, hey, look, there's going to be a wedding. Somebody's getting married. So now, yeah, we got it made. You know, we had to, the men had to give us a bunch of cows, and it could be a lot. You know, that's money over there. So there's some of the cultural things that are different, and we talked about that. But it was a blessing, and like what I was thinking, you know, people all over the world that are Christians, people that don't even speak English, you know, but they know Jesus. They got preaching in their language and all that. We got that one thing in common. And, you know, what a blessing that is. And so think about some things. Samson only comes every couple years. Like he said, one of the things with the kids, I think a couple years ago we sent some money to help the kids go to school. It's $600 for the whole year per child they have to pay to go to school. And they have to have a uniform. They can't go to school without those uniforms, right? And they have to have that. And also, if you think about it, it's like $200 every quarter, something like that. If you'd want to sponsor somebody, you can see Samson about that. And they got several. When they go up through the orphanage until it's time for them to go to the high school, right? And then they go off to the school. And so they probably got enough expense trying to feed them and doing all the medical things. Like I said, the one girl's got to go to the doctor every week. And, you know, so you can imagine what that's like there. So certainly, you know, think about praying for them. Dennis, his other son, has a special needs school in Nairobi. It's just a whole different ball of wax there with dealing with those kids. And I know once when Dennis was here one time, one of the kids died, I think, while he was here. And so just a few things like that. And we appreciate Brother Samson coming. He's going to be staying, should be here with us Wednesday night because he's staying with me till Friday. And then we're